有一次他因为车没有刹住，他一下子撞上去，自己撞掉四颗牙齿，呀，就整个脸都肿了，但是他从来就不讲什么。然后他对他的父母，对他的朋友，对他的那个弟弟，他一个弟弟，他都是一个 encourage 非常非常正面的态度来对待自己的生活。他对 George 的影响很大。我们知道 George 他是一个性格比较内向的，也比较不是那么比较有点软弱的那个，但是他又听到那个 Drew 他自己这么样独立生活又勇敢的那个生活，他给他很多的 encouragement， 很大的鼓舞。那么我们听到在他的葬礼上，有一个他们每年都去一个叫 MDA 的 camp， 就是那些肌肉有muscular dystrophy 的孩子都在那儿去一起这个享受一个星期的时间。他们每个孩子都有一个叫 counselor， 那个是在他们生活上或者什么精神上对他们有些照顾。那些 counselor 都是自愿的参加的。那他的 counselor 就跟他讲，他是说在 funeral 上做那个悼词的时候，他就讲他是十年以前认识这个主，认识主路，他们两个人互相之间就有很强的连接，不论是在 camp 以内，后来在 camp 以外，他们也成为一个很好的朋友。但 counselor 他说，我抱的信心是我是来 counsel 他，来鼓励他，鼓励他怎么样生活。但实际上他说，这十年来 Drew 对他的鼓励大过他对他的鼓励。他还是 Drew 还是他的他在结婚的时候 Drew 也是他的 best man， 是他的最他就是谈到他主入经常因为他的情况不好嘛，所以他经常又会住医院，许多人去探访他。探访的时候他不是别人来安慰他，而是他来安慰别人。他总是会想到别人会怎么样的感受，他从来不会讲自己的病啊或什么。他有一次跟 George 说，他说 I'm at peace with my condition， 就是我对我自己的状况我心里有平安。因为我想我们有的时候等会我们会，我想我们在看他的例子，我们想我们自己的光景，我们是不是有平安。然后他简简单单的二十二年，他对周围的人的生活，他的 impact 就是他的影响力要超过许许多多非常健康或者非常有 established 或者非常有成就的人。但是就是他这样一个短短的生命就给别人的影响很大。他的教授是这样评价他，说他说 He loved people and the people loved him back， 他爱别人，别人也爱他。 Drew forced people to look inside themselves deeper because he saw the world so positively， 因为他的影响，他让周围的人能够更深的看这个世界，从我们内心里去看这个世界，我们跟这个世界的关系。他就非常一个正面的态度。He had his infectious personality, he light up the room， 因为他对他的感染力影响整个人，影响他所有周围的人，好像走到一个房间里，他就像这个灯能够把自己的房间点亮一样。那我就刚刚我就看到这个话，我就想到我们戴基中牧师上三个星期前在我们在 Kansas 做一个传道的讲一个 mission， 他有一个 mission 的同工，他就这样分享，他说什么叫 mission？ 他说 mission 就是说 through your action， 你的行为 ，you raise a question to the other people，raise a question 就是别人会感到有一个问题出来 ，the only answer。唯一的答案 is gospel， 就是从这个意义上来讲，就是 Drew 也是一个 missionary， 因为我们每个人都是个 missionary， 在我们周围，我们对别人的影响，让别人感到我们自己所发出来的东西不是从我们自己来的，而是从主来的，只有福音才是唯一的答案。所以我们在听到这个故事之后，我们就很大家也很我们也很伤心。然后就是在电话里，我们就有些祷告。那有一段圣经，我是跟 George 一起分享的，是以赛亚书57章，以赛亚书57章1-2节，他这边讲到，义人死亡，无人放在心上， 前程人被收去，无论思念，这一人被收去是免了将来的祸患。他得享平安，素行正直的个人在坟里安息，因为那些人被主早早的接走，是因为免了他们的祸患。是我们的主在不管任何什么情况下，他我们在地这个地上，我们会有苦难，我们会有痛苦，我有失恋，有死亡。在我们地上的人来看，这个事情也许对我是无益的。在天上的主来看，我们也是有的，做基督徒也会这样想，我们信主不就是为了得到神的祝福吗？为什么要给我加给我的痛苦，加给我们这些苦难？那我们在有一天我们见主的时候，我们会想想主路的故事。在主路的故事里面，我们看到他第一，他是一个在神里面有平安的，他不因为他自己的个人的状况，他怨天尤人或者自暴自弃，或者我们在工作中，或者我们生活中，或者家庭中，许许多多时候，我们会感到为什么？为什么我讨了这个太太？为什么我们嫁了这个老婆？为什么我有这样的上司？为什么我会有这样的工作？为什么？为什么？为什么？但是主没有问这样的问题，他在神给他的这一份里面，他有自己的平安。第二，他是有 courage。他有勇气面对这个，不是说有了平安他逃避这个平安，而是他不是说他有了这样的困境，他或者说他是采用个逃避的态度，他是他有自己的勇气，有把自己的生命弄得活得最大的丰富，因为这个才能彰显主给我们的爱，才能传播我们的心，主给我们的馨香之气。还有一点就是主他是有爱，他就是他自己不，他不是只是接受别人的爱，好像我自己在这样个弱的环境，你们应该同情我，应该爱我。他在这样的环境，他想到是怎么样爱别人。所以这个，我想我们对每个，对我们每所有的人都会有启示。所以他在他的 visitation， 就是他最后瞻仰仪容的时候，有1200多个人出现在瞻仰仪容。所以那个 funeral home 他就。那个他有个 log 还是 book， 他就不断的 running out of books， 他没有准备会那么多人来参加。他葬礼的时候1400多个人参加他的葬礼，警察都要把那个 street block 住。所以他在短短的22年的生命，他所做的，我们在当我们有一天见主的时候，我们要想想这个年轻的朋友他对我们有什么样的启示。最后我们把这个不知道你们听过这个，就是唐崇荣牧师他有讲一段叫《利上加利》，有没有人听过这个歌？听过他讲的《利上加利》？这个是在诗篇里面，在诗篇84章5到6节，5到7节，他说，这个是诗篇里面讲的，靠你有力量，心中想望锡安大道，这人变为有福。他们经过流泪谷，这谷变为泉源之地，并有秋雨之福盖满了全谷。他们行走利上加利，个人到锡安朝见神。这个锡安是在山上的，所以我们要朝山上走，对不对？我们走了之后，我们走我们会觉得没有力气，神加添我们力量。还有呢，他要经过一个流泪谷，这个不是一帆风顺的，这个路不是一帆风顺的，你会有许许多多的挫折或者困难或者困境或者怎么样的试炼放在你面前，这个我们走不动，主的手推动我们在走。那他在讲的时候，他有一个例子，他说我们有左手，我们有右手。他说左手有的时候是一个尊贵的手，是戴戒指，对不对？女孩子戴钻石戒指或者是什么戒指，也是不大做事，我不常说，除非你是做事，左手那个左撇子，我们叫右手，我们经常做事，一直做，最后你会发现这个左手跟右手哪个力强，右手强，因为主把我们放在环境当中，叫我们去练，主路就是右手，我们也要做右手。谢谢大家。
弟兄姊妹平安。
You brothers and sisters.
我们再读一段圣经好吗？
Let us read some more Bible.
哥罗西书。
Colossians.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
读中文的跟我一起啊，读英文的跟我们作用弟兄一起。
In Chinese and also after that in English.
第九节、第十节、第九十十一十二 ，OK， 九到十二。我们中文啊一起。因此，我们自从听见的日子，也就为你们不住的祷告、祈求。愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意，好叫你们行事为人对得起主，凡事蒙他喜悦，在一切善事上结果子，渐渐地多知道神，照他荣耀的全能得以在各样的力上加力，好叫你们凡事欢欢喜喜地忍耐宽容，又感谢父，叫我们能与众圣徒在光明中同得基业。
We'll read verse 9 through 12 together. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you and asking God to fill you with the knowledge of His will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding. And we pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please Him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work,growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to His glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience, and joyfully giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light.
今天要跟弟兄姊妹分享的负担的题目叫做复活的生命与生活。
Today I have a burden to share with you the topic, the resurrected life and our living.
我们讲到三个方面。
And we have three things to look at.
第一个，基督是我们的生命。
First, Christ is our life.
第二个是叫从这个新人是照他的创造者的形象是渐渐更新的。
Secondly, we'll look at this new self, which is, who is being renewed according to the image of his creator.
我们如果对这个认识就能够渐渐的能够充分的来认识主。
If we understand this, then we'll know more, we'll know our Lord more.
第三个就是我们要讲到在实际的生活中怎么样一同分享这个基督，然后存着感谢的心在基督里扎根建造，在生命上长进，在信心中坚固。
Certainly, we look at together in our daily life how we can, with a thankful heart, we'll be rooted in Christ and being built up and grow in our life and being strengthened in our faith.
主若允许，我们还会交通一点妻子、丈夫、主人、仆人、儿女、父母。
If the Lord gives us more time, we'll also share a little bit in relationship between husband, wives, parents and children, and also masters and servants.
刚刚弟兄介绍这个 Drew Anderson brother.
Just now, our brother introduced the life of Drew Anderson.
他是一位基督徒。
He is a Christian.
他不是一个，可能弟兄介绍的时候，他告诉我，他说他可能不是一个典型的基督徒。
Our brother told us that he may not be your typical Christian.
他似乎被关在一个疾病的状态。
It looked like he was confined in a by the disease.
他的同工认识他人讲说。在一个好一个大学生被关在一个 scooter 上面。
And those who know him say that he's a college kid tied up to his scooter.
但是关不住他里面的生命。
But that cannot limit his heart.
这样子的见证在旧约里面我们可以有看到许多。
We have seen so many testimony like this in the Old Testament time.
在我们说周遭的弟兄姊妹的基督徒的里面以后，有的人得了 cancer， 但是你从他身上看不到那个疾病的对他的捆锁，反而你去跟他交通，他却成了你的安慰。
And also in our own lives, we see some of the brothers, even that they have cancer, but when you talk to them, you don't feel that they were constrained by this disease.
但以理书第三章记载了但以理的三个朋友因为他拒绝敬拜那个金像 就被捆起来扔在一个烈火的窑中。
And if you recall in the third chapter of the book of Daniel, Daniel's three friends, because they refused to worship the gold image, they were tied up and thrown into a blazing furnace.
但是这个环境却叫他们在事先能够讲说，他说，我知道我的神，他能够救，必定拯救我。
But even in that situation, they said that we know our God will save us.
但是我或者是获得得救，或者是被火烧死，仍然是在他的神的主宰的旨意里面。
Even if he does not rescue us and we get burned, but that's still in the sovereignty of God.
他说不管怎么样，我也不会敬拜这一个你们所立的金像。
Whatever happens, we will not worship that gold image you set up.
他们被丢在烈火的窑中的时候。
When they were thrown to the blazing furnace.
这一个丢他们下去的尼布甲尼撒王却看到那个窑中有四个人。
And the king Nebuchadnezzar who ordered them being thrown there, he saw four people there.
也看到这三个人怎么没有被捆呢?
And he saw these three persons were walking freely.
他在火中还在那里走来走去好像没有受伤呢。
And they don't look like they were hurt and they walk around.
他说但第四个好像
And there was a fourth person, he said, looks like the Son of God.
但以理三个朋友从火窑里出来。
And then Daniel's friends came out of the furnace.
许多的人坐在那里，聚在那里看他。
All those people surrounded him and they looked at him.
火没有力，好像没有力量伤他的身体。
It looked like the fire could not hurt them.
头发没有烧焦。
Their hairs were not singed.
衣服也没有变颜色
and their robes were not scorched
没有一点点火燎的气味
and they don't even smell anything like fire
这是因为他们里面对神的认识跟里面的生命能够流露出他们在生活中的一个见证
because of the understanding of God's will and their own life they live out a testimony
哇这件事情叫他的这个尼布甲尼撒王就说哇他们的神是应当称颂的。
And King Nebuchadnezzar had to concede in saying their God is praiseworthy.
没有别的神能够施行这样拯救。
There's no other God can save like that.
他叫人，他们的见证叫人看见看不见的神。
For their testimony, let people see the invisible God.
弟兄姊妹，神是全能的，神是信实的，神是有计划的，他是在我们身上有工作的。
Dear brothers and sisters, our God is powerful God. He has a plan in our life. And
基督徒相信他是全能的神。
And as Christians, we believe our God, he has power.
也对神全然有信心。
And we know he's faithful and we have faith in him.
也尊重神的主权。
And we respect his sovereignty.
不管你救不救我，你还随你的意思。
No matter we be saved or not,It is the will of God.
因着这样，在任何的环境的里面，他能够神忠心。
And they remain faithful in all kinds of situations.
他尊主为大，愿意接受神手中的一切的安排。
And they hold God in the first place and are willing to take everything from God's will.
弟兄姊妹，我们有的时候，神的确把他的儿女放在一个环境的里面。
Sometimes, dear brothers and sisters, our God does put us in a specific situation.
却叫我们经历神的同在。
But there, we can experience His presence with us.
你经历过吗?
Have you tasted such thing?
还是这些都是知识?
Or is it just a knowledge in your head?
基督徒认识神。
As believers, we know God.
要不然你不会是基督徒吗？对。
Otherwise, you won't call yourself Christian.
但是他在生活中仍然要经历神。
But in our daily life, we still have to experience Him.
他越经历神，他就越得到认识神的知识，也就更认识神。
The more we experience Him, the more we know God, and the more we understand.
戴德森他的本人在他的传记里面写了这样一件他的自己的经历。
Hudson Taylor wrote in his biography something that he has experienced.
1869年10月17号
And that was in October 17, 1869. He wrote a letter to his eldest sister.
那个时候，他的工作在中国的内地几乎所有的大省通通建立了福音的管道。
And at that time, his mission work has reached all the provinces in China.
可是这时候他觉得他的自己啊，他跟他的同工们呢，需要有更深的这个圣洁的生活。
But he felt that he and his co-workers need to live a deeper, more sanctified life.
更丰富的生命,
and to have more abundant life.
他们需要更大的能力,
and to receive more power.
才能够完成神对他们的托付,
to accomplish what God has entrusted them.
所以他说他记在他给他的妹妹信上写，写着就说，他说我祈祷啊，我悔改啊，我禁食啊，我挣扎，我立志好好的再读圣经啊，用更多的时间来默想神，来亲近神。
So he said I fasted, I prayed, I struggled, and I asked God, I read God's word. I have more time. I spent more time with God in front of him.
但是没有生效.
But he said that there seems to be no effect.
他这个时候甚至于产生一点里面的自责.
And he start to rebuke himself.
他说那样怎么行呢?
How can this be?
他说 圣经明明讲说，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他都赐给他们权柄，做他的儿女。
So the Bible told us that those who receive him and believe into his name will be called children of God.
这是福音。
And this is the gospel.
他说什么叫做神的儿女？
What are the children of God?
就是像你的天父爸爸。
And as children of God, you're like your father in heaven.
就是像神。
That is to be like God.
他说我这个样子一点都不像，那我怎么传这个福音啊？
He said, I look at myself, I don't resemble God in any way, and how can I continue to preach the gospel?
他想想想，他说哦，这一定是信心的问题。
Then he thought about it may be a matter of faith.
他说但是呢，他越要想去接受，但是好像似乎里面就有一样的力量叫他不能够信。
But he said he struggled. The more he wanted to receive that, but there seems to be another strength that prevented him doing that.
他发现他里面有个不幸的恶心。
He saw that there's another power of faithlessness in him.
The evil heart.
他不能够这个不幸的恶心叫他不能够把神的话当真。 That evil heart in him prevented him from believing in God's word completely.
什么话? 等一下他会讲。
And you will know that word of God lately.
他有一个,
later.
有一个同工,
he had a co-worker.
叫做麦卡尼中文。
And his name is McCartney.
他写了一封信, 就在这个时候很奇妙, 因为麦卡尼也有在信心上失败的经历, 所以他就写了一封信, 告诉这个戴德森。
And this brother McCartney also had a similar struggle in his faith journey, so he wrote a letter to Hudson Taylor.
他说要增加加强信心啊，不是靠着你努力去得着的。
He said to be strengthened in your faith is not through your own effort.
而是你要依靠那一位信实的主才有信。
But to totally rely on a faithful Lord, then you shall receive it.
一句话，一件事情，他说我蒙了大光一样的，他一下被释放。
Just these words, he said, it looks like I have seen a great light. I felt totally free.
原来我纵然失信，他仍然是信实的，他仍然是可依靠的。
He said, oh, now I realize even I am unfaithful, but God is still faithful, and I can depend on Him.
他看到他跟主的关系是原来是真葡萄树跟枝子。
He realized his relationship with our Lord is a branch in wine.
树是树，枝子也是树。
Vine is vine, the branch is part of the vine.
我在他里面，他在我里面。
And I am in the Lord and He's in me.
他的看见就是 与基督同死同埋葬一同复活一同现在升天。
And then he sees that he died with Christ, he was buried with Christ, and he resurrected with the Lord, and then he ascended to heaven with Christ.
哎呀，他感谢主，现在是基督在我里面呢。
He said, thank the Lord, now Christ is in me.
旧事已过，一切都是新造的。
The old has passed, the new has begun.
哥罗西书告诉我们。
And then the Colossians we also read,
你是与基督同死。
That we died with Christ.
你我是基督徒，是与基督同死。
As a Christian, we died together with Christ.
一同埋葬。
And buried with him.
一同复活。
And resurrected with him.
一同藏在里面。
And we're hidden with him.
他来显现时还一同显现。
And when he appears, we will appear with him.
你听得懂吗？
In glory. Do we truly understand that?
你信吗？
Do you really believe in that?
神兴起环境，叫你经历这一件这个神救法的过程。
God may put you in a situation that you can understand this saving process.
叫我们能够真实的明白认识这一位神的自己。
So that we can truly understand and know God himself.
基督是我们的生命。
Christ is our life.
在基督里复活的人是有死里复活的生命的。
Those who resurrected in Christ has this resurrection life.
是能够结出果子的。
And we can bear fruit.
而这个果实是为着荣耀神的。
And this fruit is to glorify God.
我们的主在地上的时候就告诉他，告诉门徒说，你想想看那个地上的百合花是怎么长起来的。
And when our Lord walked on the earth, he asked the apostles, do you see how the lily in the field lives?
他拿这一个花，有生命的花，来跟所罗门极其荣华的时候的穿戴来比较。
And he compared the flower of this plant to the King Solomon's beautiful clothes.
百合花的生长是在神的眷顾下，不是在园丁啊。园丁，它是园丁，就是神的自己的意思啊。
And we know that it's under God, the gardener's caring that the lily lives.
没有人工啊。
There's no hand of man in this.
所罗门王他是王啊。他的穿戴是人工的极品。
And Solomon as king, of course, his clothes was weaved by man.
比不上。
But that cannot compare to that flower.
任何人工做出来的成果的结果，远不如从这个生命里长出来的结果。
Anything that man made cannot compare something that grew out of a life that God given.
基督是我们的生命。
So Christ is our life.
我们需要认识神，并且要更多的认识神，叫我们对神的认识能够增多，能够增长。
We need to know God and we need to know Him fully, and our knowledge about Him should increase.
这就是我们刚刚读的那一段哥罗西书的第一章第九到第十节。
That's what Colossians chapter 1 verse 9 through 12 teaches us.
冯牧师正在解释。
And our pastor Fung already explained that.
我就点一下。
And I just want to point it out again.
我们从神的话语上真的会知道神的旨意。
And we know that through the word of God, we will understand his will.
神的奥秘就是基督。
And the mystery of God is Christ.
一切的智慧知识都藏在他里面。
All wisdom and knowledge is hidden in him.
神本性的一切丰富都是有形有体的居住在基督里面。
And all the richness of godliness dwells in Christ.
你们在基督里也得了丰富。
And in Christ, you also receive this richness.
你认识了。
Have you received it?
你我都知道了。
And we all know about it.
要经历。
But we must experience it.
要经历这句话。
We must experience the...
在什么上面经历呢？
Reality of this the word, but how can we do that?
就是跟主的生，跟对得起主、蒙主喜悦的生活上来经历，来更多的认识基督这一些丰富的丰满在基督里藏着。
To know fully the richness of Christ, we must resolute to live a life worthy of the Lord.
神有一个工作的法则。
God has his way of working.
就像一个蒙恩的得救的人。
Just as a person being saved.
我记得跟政府弟兄一起服侍年轻的弟兄姊妹，让他们在读那个叫什么课程？那个 啊 ，Yeah, Westminster 的那个小药理。
Oh, okay. I remember that once I was co-working with Brother Chen Fu and teaching the young people the Westminster Concordance.
有好几位你们都在这里做哈。
And some of you still sit here right now.
我们要用讲到三一神。
Our topic is the Trinity.
我们就念了一个哥林多后书十三章十四节。
And then we read the verse, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 14.
愿主耶稣基督的恩典、神的慈爱、圣灵的交通常与你们同在。
And may the grace of Christ and the love of God and fellowship Holy Spirit be with you all the time.
这里有父、有子、有圣灵。
Here we see the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
我们在交通的时候，我就跟他讲说，我不知道怎么讲啊，你要经历啊。
And while we were teaching that, we told them that it's hard to explain, but it's something you can experience.
政府就说，对，你们要经历。
And Brother 政府encouraged them to experience that.
我们到最近我们还在讲，是讲这个事情，然后彼此在激励哈。
Even recently, we used that to encourage each other.
但是这些孩子们是。一个一个蒙恩的就受尽归在主的名下。
And we see these young folks one by one, they were saved by the Lord and they were baptized into Him.
有好几位参加 CYA, 参加侍奉，参加，现在还在教孩子。
Some served in CYA and some served in Children's Sunday worship.
他看到爱，父的爱是那个源头。
Because they see that the source is the love of the Father.
基督的恩典是那个把爱能够彰显出来。
And it is revealed through the grace of Christ.
而圣灵的交通是把爱在恩典里能够把它接过来，造成了他自己的经历。
And through the fellowship of Holy Spirit, then we shall receive the love and the grace.
经历这位三位一体的神。而知道这一个认识神更多。
In this way, we can experience this God of Trinity and we can know Him more.
其实这就是神做工的法则。
And this is the way God works in us.
所以说在不但神做工的法则用这样的一个法则不但把我们恢复到一个就是人就是亚当夏娃他们吃了知识三合和果子以后亏欠了神的荣耀都有了罪进到人的心里面的那一个亏欠不单单如此。
And we know that Adam and Eve, they ate from the fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, so they fell short of the glory of God.
还要继续的恢复把我们恢复成了他原来造我们的样子是照他的形象造的。
But God worked to restore us to the state before that, but continuously He would restore us to an even bigger glory.
所以刚刚武雷弟兄带我们开始念的那一个经文的时候，说到新人跟新样式，旧人跟旧的行为。
And when Brother Wu Lei led us to read the chapter 3 of Colossians, we read the old self and its practice and the new self.
他说：“这个新人的形象是照着神的形象造的。”
The Bible tells us this new self was created according to the image of the Creator.
也是这个新人要在知识上是渐渐更新，正向照他主的形象。
And this new self is in the process of being renewed in knowledge, just like its Creator.
所以他要脱去他的旧造，然后要穿上他的新人。
Therefore, we must take off the old self and put on the new self.
礼拜四我们到文业跟宋涛他们夫妇家里面哈。
And last Thursday I visited a family.
感谢主，他得救了。
And thank God they were saved.
他第一句话讲什么
？And the first thing they told me.
脱胎换骨。
He said this is a totally renewed life.
脱下一个东西，换了一个新东西。
He felt that he has taken off something and put on something new.
他是经历。
That is his true experience.
感谢赞美主，从他搬家的事情上，从一下到美国，一下要回中国，一下来这里的时候，他一看到，哎呀，是神给我们定居住的疆界。
And through his own experiences moving between China and U.S., he learned that it's God who set our own boundary.
政府的人问他说, 你口里愿意承认他是主吗? 他说我愿意,他是主啊。 他是他的主权嘛,对不对?在一个小小的事上,他经历了神的主权。
So when our brother asked this brother, are you willing to acknowledge that he is the Lord? He said, yes, I'm willing.
刚刚我们弟兄用传道书第三章第一节的经文,对吧?
Just now our brother quoted from Ecclesiastes, chapter 3.
Yes,
for everything, there's time to live or to die.
你说这个话的时候不是无奈哦。
And you're not saying this because you felt there's nothing else you can do.
是宣告神的主权。But
that is to proclaim the sovereignty of the Lord.
你不认识他,你我不认识他的时候,一定落在那个光景里面。
If you don't know him, then you can only feel that the powerlessness.
但是当我们认识他的时候，我们说认识神的主权。
But if you know him, then you would know that everything is in his sovereignty.
脱下旧人，穿上新人。
So take off your old self and put on the new self.
有一个人又不是有人，就是说主耶稣来的时候，他告诉我们：你烦劳苦担重担的，可以到我这里来，我可以赐你们得安息。
The Lord, when He came to earth, He told us, those of you who are heavy and laden and weary, come to me, I'll give you rest. But you must take another step further to take up the yoke, the Lord's yoke, and learn from the Lord. Then you will truly receive this peace and rest.
我们在实际的生活中,
in our daily life,
我们就是分享来经历这一个神的作为的，所以我们有一个心路历程。
We all share and participate in what God has already done. So this is a journey.
即使是来享来分受基督的这一个里面的丰富。
This is to partake in the richness of Christ.
所以圣经里告诉我们妻子跟丈夫的时候,
so when Bible teaches us about the husband and wife,
他说妻子顺服丈夫, 这是一件合宜的事, 相宜的事。
It says that as wife submitting to husbands, it is a fitting thing.
那不要问我说, 这个是相宜什么意思? 人家妻子问丈夫啊, 什么意思啊?
So Betty asked me, what does the word fitting mean?
回去找像我们马弟兄还跟我讲, 你要去问爸爸什么意思啊, 说这个话, 天上的爸爸照理说这话什么意思啊?
Just our brother has taught us before, we must go to our Heavenly Father and ask Him what that means.
Up, arrive, 从上头来的。
And this is something from up and
arrive.
Arrive.
爸爸的意思, 你妻子要顺服丈夫, 要有一个是从上头来的顺服，那是基督的顺服啊。And
the submission must be something come from the above, and that's the true submission.
你妻子在那里发苦，你也没好日子过，对不对？And
if your wife is bitter in her heart, then you will not feel comfortable either.
所以我们要按照 神的旨意，神的方法，就是在基督里所显明的这一条途径，来彼此相待。
And we must live in the will of God and according to His plan and how to relate to each other in a family.
婚礼，我不知道你们婚礼有几天了，一天还是十天了，还是两个礼拜，反正不管怎么样，婚礼如果你是见证天作之合，是神在那里做一起为见证的话。
And I don't know how long your wedding ceremony lasted. If the marriage is truly a divine will,
the wedding ceremony is just a testimony for the God's work.
And the 婚礼是见证神的工作。
Thank you. 但是婚姻的生活呢？
But what happens in a married life?
相见如宾，冰冷的冰。
And well, we say that we'll treat each other as an honored guest.
冰刀的冰。
Is it in Chinese? This can also mean something sounds like ice.
在基督里，婚姻的生活是一个分享基督的生活。
So in marital life, we're also sharing Christ with each other.
借着生活的经历，叫我们更多的认识神。
And in this life experience, so we can know Him more.
儿女要在主里面听从父母，这是主所喜悦的。做父亲的，你不要挪动儿女的肉体。惹动他的气，不要惹动他的肉体，恐怕他在信心上灰心丧志。
And also, the Bible teaches us that children shall obey the parents, and fathers should not embitter the children, or they'll become discouraged in spirit.
主人跟仆人也是要同享基督。
Also, as for the servants and masters, they also should share Christ.
神的话是我们脚前的灯路上的光。
And the word of God is light to our path and to our foot.
他说你们做仆人的。
He said, the Bible says, as a servant,
总要存着诚实纯一的心来，纯一敬畏主的心来听从你们肉身的主人。
Obey your as servant, obey your earthly masters with sincerity of heart and reverence of the Lord.
好像听从基督
，just as you would obey Christ，
还是那个神做法做事的法则。
And this is still the same way God works.
肉身的主人就是说地上的主人是个 master， 很多的 masters。
And on this earth, we may have some masters.
地上的做奴隶的基督徒哈。
If your slaves in your earthly life.
有地上的主人，但是在天上只有耶稣基督是他们唯一的主。
You may have multiple earthly masters, but in heaven there's only one true master, that is Christ Jesus.
所以就从这位天上主的心意里面的看法里面来看地上的主。
So you must look at the things on earth.Through the perspective of your heavenly master.
弟兄姊妹，尤其你们上，我们一起上，在上班打工的，你能这样做吗？
And brothers and sisters at your workplace, can you do that?
我们可以实际的经历这个是基督的样式，像听从基督吗？
In your real experience, can you obey as you would obey Christ?
你信吗？
And do you really believe in this?
生命可以把我们带到那个光景。
And that life can take us to that.
人所要做，就是所罗门的那个袍子，也比不上啊。
Through your own effort, even if you can make a beautiful robe like Solomon's, that cannot compare.
圣经又说，你们做仆人的，不要只在肉身主人的眼前来侍奉。要甘心，要像是给主做的，像基督的奴仆。
And the Bible also says that when you serve, don't try to win their favor like when their eyes are on you, but do everything as you will do for the Lord.
要甘心。
Do it wholeheartedly.
这个甘心是一个很宝贵的功课。
And this is a precious lesson we must learn.
他说这个是因为对主。
Because We'll do this for the Lord.
玛利亚甘心打破玉瓶。
And Mary is willing to break the jar.
许多弟兄愿意甘心乐意的侍奉。
And we see many brothers and sisters, they're willing to serve wholeheartedly.
因为他看见那位主。
Because they see the Lord, the Master.
因为圣经告诉我们是神自己要促使他的儿女要立定一个志向。
Because the Bible tells us that it is God Himself who caused His children to resolve in their heart.
这个志向就是让神来改革我们的光景。
That is to allow God to change our life.
让神的美意能够在我们的在他自己的儿女们当中完全的显现，就是像他。
So that the perfect will of God can be revealed among His people. That is, they will become more like Him.
为什么？这个叫我们在人叫别人在我们身上看见神的国，神的掌权。
And the reason is that others see this and it will give glory to God the Father.
相反的说，他就是像基督的奴仆。
So that is to live a life as a slaves of Christ.
他所说的又在告诉我们，他说你们做仆人的，你要所侍奉的是主基督，是从主那里要得到基业的赏赐的。
And the Bible teaches that when we serve the Lord, and we shall receive the inheritance in Christ as reward.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
我们侍奉的是主基督。
It is Christ Himself that we serve.
然后从主那里一同得到基督的丰富。
And together we all receive this inheritance in His richness.
你相不相信与基督同死同埋同复活，与他一同要做且藏在神的里面，然后他显现时一同显现，你相信吗？
So brother and sister, do you truly believe in the truth that we died with Christ, buried with Him, resurrected with Him, and were hidden with Him, and someday will appear with Him in glory?
你我愿不愿意把这一个复活的身在我们里面的这一个实际能够在生活中能够历练出来，目的是要我们更多的得着神的认识神。
Are you willing to live out this new life in you so that we will attain more of Him?
你们做主人的，要知道同有一位主在天上，他不偏待人的，所以要公公平平的待你们的仆人。
As a master on earth, you must know that we both have one master in heaven. So treat them right and fair.
公平是神审判的原则。
The uprightness is a principle when God judges.
是神的公平。
That is the uprightness of God.
是他的心意。
That is His will.
是的。所以感谢主。主教我们能够在这里学习如何在主人仆人的生活上面能够来磨成他的样式。
And we thank God and through the relationship of master and servant that we can be conformed to be more like Him.
很奇妙的。
And it's a wonderful thing.
我们祷告会的时候，弟兄他用五祭来交通遵他而行。
In last month's prayer meeting, our brother shared the five different sacrifices mentioned in the Old Testament.
你们来祷告会，你就知道我在讲什么。说你们要来祷告会。
Those of you who attended the prayer meeting, intercessory prayer meeting, would know what I was referring to. Therefore, come more.
可是你知道不知道？出埃及二十一章，当他摩神启示摩西所有的律例典章的时候，第一件事情他就启示，就是你怎么释放你的奴隶的条例。
But do you know that when God gives Moses the law, the first thing He revealed to Moses is how to set free your slave?
这个规条是这么定的。你如果买希伯来人做奴隶。
And this is what the law says. If you have a Hebrew man as your slave,
他就服侍你六年。
He will serve you for 6 years.
第七年，他可以自由，白白的自由，就走了。
On the seventh year, you must set him free and let him go.
只做六年。
Only 6 years he need to serve you.
不是一辈子做奴隶。
Not a lifetime slavery.
并且走的时候是白白的走，恩典的，没有条件的，你不要再给付什么东西的。
And on the seventh year, there's no other condition. He just can go free.
为什么？
Why is that?
为什么这个条例立在希伯来人跟希伯来人之间？
Why the law defines this between the Hebrew master and the Hebrew slave?
什么叫做希伯来人？
what is, well, who are the Hebrews?
我们都是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
We're all children of Abraham.
我们都是过了大河的人。
We all passed the great cross the great river.
我们都是在埃及一起做过奴隶的人。
And all together we were slaves in Egypt.
你怎么对待弟兄？
And how do you treat your brother?
主人与仆人。
So here, master and servant.
只有在我们的主的样式里面，能够知道原来这一个。这个条例里面启示了神的一个心意。
And only an exact example given by God through that this what the law defines, we know the will of God.
我们的主耶稣基督要释放我们。
Because we know our Lord Jesus Christ wants to set us free.
用他白白的恩典释放我们。
Through His grace, He will set us free.
但是这个条例很有意思的是在后面这一段。
But there's another part of this law which is also interesting.
他可以走了，他白白的可以走了。
As a servant on the seventh year, he can go freely.
他说，如果你在这里娶了妻子的话，你就连妻子都带走了。
He said, if you have wife, then your wife can also.
但是如果这个外这你的娶的妻子是我原来主人家的这婢女的话呢，你不能带她走。
But if the master gives the servant wife and they born children. Then the wife and children still belong to the master.
你可以走，但是你的妻子的儿女不能走，这是他的产业，这是主人的产业。
And even that the servant himself can go, the other family members cannot go. They still belong to the master.
但是这个条例定了一个很有意思，他说，如果你爱你的主人，如果你爱你的妻子儿女。
And here comes the interesting part. It says if the servant loves his master and his family.
你把你的耳朵。钉在主人的门上，钉成一个钉个锤子。
Okay, then they will take the servant to the doorpost and pierce his ear with an awl. The ear long.
他甘心乐意的愿意留下来做服侍他的主人。
That's because the servant, through his own will, he wants to serve his master.
原来希伯伦买希伯来人做奴隶，他是花代价来的。
The Hebrew master and he actually paid a price to for the Hebrew slave.
但是他今天是因爱甘心乐意的侍奉。
From that day on, that servant serves by his own will. I mean, because of his love.
所以姊妹们，你们穿耳洞的时候要注意一下。
So, sisters, when you actually pierce your earlobe, be careful what you're doing. And the Bible teaches us we must have a thankful heart. And this thankfulness should increase.
你们接受了基督，要遵他而行。
As you have received Christ, walk in Him.
生根建造，信心坚固。
And you'll be rooted and built up in Christ and strengthen your faith.
感谢的心也增加。
And your thankfulness will grow.
你要想想看神的话多么的精致。
As we ponder on the word of God, how delicate it is.
一个侍奉的人常常会落到一个光景。
As a servant of God, sometimes it is very easy for us to get into a situation.
当你在这里能够结出果子。
When you see that you're able to bear some fruit,
当你在这里能够生根建造了，能够能够看得见了。
When you see that you're rooted up in Christ and then built up, and you can see some result.
因为我们服侍的是个荣耀的神。
Because the God we serve is a glorious God, glorious God.
我们会沾到光，对不对？叫做。
And we also reflect part of His glory.
会骄傲。
And then we might have pride.
但是你我要感恩。
But no, we must be thankful.
因为感恩叫我们知道这个源头是从哪来的。
And through giving thanks, you will remember the source of your strength.
这个感恩能够叫我们知道我们对神的 产生一个感恩的行为。
And through by giving thanks, you will also your conduct will also express that thankfulness.
你我会愿意更多的把自己交在主的手里面，主啊，凭你的意行，不要按照我的意思，要按照你的意思。
And then we will be more willing to commit ourselves into the hand of the Lord and ask that His will be done, not our own.
借着经历，我们更多的认识神。
So in our life experience, we'll know Him more.
我们要把神基督的丰富在各样的方式智慧里面的把神的话丰丰富富的要藏在我们的里面。
So that through all wisdom and understanding, we'll ask that the richness of Christ dwells in us.
并要存感谢的心。
And still, we need to be thankful.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
今年主给我们这个题目。
And the Lord gave us this topic, this theme this year.
我想到现在我们都知道什么叫做遵他而行。
By now we've learned a lot about walking in Him.
我实在觉得，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，把神的话丰丰富富的藏在心里。
And brother and sister, I strongly feel that we should let the word of God dwell richly in our heart.
亲兄姊妹，你知道我们是死了的人。
We must realize that we are all dead people.
我们是一个新造的人。
And we are all new creation.
我们是在基督里的人。
We are life in Christ.
我们要接受基督，遵他而行。
And we receive Him, and then we should walk by Him.
我们要照着基督，不要照着传统世界的样子。
According to the pattern of Christ, not the pattern of this world.
弟兄姊妹，我们要持守元首，持守基督， hold on tight of Jesus Christ.
Brother and sister, we must hold fast to our head, Jesus Christ.
好叫神的恩典在我们身上能够彰显。
So that the grace of God can be fully revealed in our life.
愿我们主耶稣基督的恩惠恩典。
May the grace of Jesus Christ,
神的慈爱,
love of the Father,
圣灵的感动,
and fellowship of the Holy Spirit,
常常与我们同在,
be with us all the time.
无论我在哪里, 我的心是跟弟兄姊妹在一起。
No matter where I am, my heart are with you, brothers and sisters.
愿神祝福这个教会, 也是让这些弟兄姊妹在主里面继续的长大。
May the Lord bless us and may we grow in Him continuously.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.